Anyway, it seems like it's happened again. I prepare this message and then I get into worship and the Lord seems to speak to me and everything changes. Say everything changes.
Everything changes.
And so this morning with Serena sharing passionately what she, you know, what the Lord has put upon her heart and I hope has somehow been birthed in your heart as well. You know, I don't want to go past that or by that, but I think there's something that we need to realize, all right? So just, you probably know this scripture. You're probably really familiar with it. But it's Zechariah 4:6, and you can turn there if you want. And I know I have to wait a little while because Zechariah is kind of buried in there, okay? You can talk to me. It's all right. No, really. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Amen. Amen. Zechariah 4:6. And I'm going to just read the last part of it. It says, not by might. Come on, just say it if you know it. Not by power. All right, I'll start over. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. How many of you know that anything that you do of any worth, of any good, of any positive value to the kingdom of God is birthed by the Spirit of God inside of you? So then you can take this thing that's always said, you know, oh, there's no good that dwells in me except for Jesus. But it's true. Because, you know, if we're left to our own devices, what happens is sin. Come on. Come on, people. What happens is sin. And we end up doing things for ourselves instead of doing things for the kingdom. We end up doing things that build our own kingdom instead of his kingdom. And so anything that you really do that is of any worth or any value for the kingdom of God is birthed in you by the Holy Spirit, which now dwells in you. Are you with me? That's good. So, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came and dwelt inside of you. Amen? Are you with me? I preached on that, and we know that. We know that there's a second infilling that we can have and that is available to everybody. Okay? But I'm not talking about that. All right? I'm talking about the Holy Spirit that came to dwell inside of you that Jesus said to his disciples in the scripture where it says, receive ye the Holy Spirit, and he breathed upon them, and they received the Holy Spirit. They got saved. They couldn't get saved before Jesus had been resurrected, amen? Come on. They couldn't get saved. They walked with him, but they couldn't get saved. After he was resurrected, they got saved, all right, and they received the Spirit. Same thing happens to us. We get saved, we receive the Spirit. I'm thankful for that, amen? I'm thankful for that thing that directs you, that tells you which way to go. It's unfortunate many times. Really, we don't listen to that still small voice that's inside of us, amen? How many of you have been really good about listening to that still small voice? Yeah, how many of you have not been very good about listening? Yeah, I thought so. Okay, I'm not alone. All right. But again, I just want to say this one more time. Not by might, say it with me, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. He's the one. He's the one. How do we make sure that that's happening in our lives? I preach on this a lot, but I can't help but preach on this a lot. You know, the things that we do is we obey the word of God, amen? But with things like what Serena talked about this morning with the mandates and the different things. One of the other things that we're mandated to do is to tell every living creature the text of the Greek text in Matthew chapter 28 when it says, you know, as you are going, you know, we're to reach out to people. And the text anyway, in the tenses tell us it's as we are going to do that. So that means when you get up in the morning and you're going to go to work, you know, as you are going, as you are at work. In other words, no matter what, no matter when, you should always be prepared to tell somebody what? About the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Okay, amen. Gary, when he preached 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I don't know if you caught it, but and I'm not going to have the percentages exactly right. I'll show the video another time. I think it's like 2% of the people come to this church or come to your church because of what? Programs. Something like that. And maybe 4% come because of the pastor. But and by and large, what happens is people come to the church because you invite them. So I don't know about you, but I really considered at one time handing out a piece of paper and a pencil or pen, okay, and having you write down 10 names of people you know that you know that aren't saved. Could you do that? Could you put a finger on 10 people that you know that aren't saved? Amen? Well, then those 10 people, seems to me that those people should be invited to your church. Amen? Amen? Amen. I hope you believe that. But what the good that's inside of you is initiated and pushed forward and expedited by the Holy Spirit that lives in you. And there's this thing that we have as Christians, and it almost goes along with the as we're going, because how many of you know we have to be going in the Lord? It's not a static position, it's a moving position. We have to be growing in the Lord, or we're, you know, if we're static in the Lord, we're going to fall back in the Lord. Amen? And somehow, for some way, you never thought it would ever happen, but those old things that you got rid of before you got Christ, they seem to come back, and they come back with a vengeance. And what you thought you would never revisit again, you find yourself doing, and you justify it in your mind. Amen? All right, this isn't going to be a very long sermon, okay? I don't think. But we have to be moving as Christians. Are you with me? Say, I have to be moving. I have to be moving forward. That's right, you do, because if not, you're moving backwards, all right? Let me read something to you. I didn't write this. I don't know if you are familiar with the Book of Mysteries. It's written by Jonathan Kahn, and it's about a student who's taking instruction from a rabbi, okay? And so when I read it like that, you'll know what I'm talking about, all right? Okay, now this starts out with the student talking. We were standing in the middle of a small plain when he gave me an unexpected directive. Jump, said the teacher. Not up and down, but jump forward as far as you can. So I did. It wasn't anything impressive, just a few feet. The teacher drew two lines, the first where I started, the second where I landed. Now go back as far as you can, or as far as you want, and run as fast as you're able, and jump as far as you can. So I did. The second jump was far more impressive than the first one. And he said this, why was your last jump so much farther than your first jump? And he answered one word, momentum. Okay, momentum. When an archer wants to shoot an arrow, he must first pull the arrow back on its bow. When an angry mob wants to force open a castle door with a battering ram, they must first back away from the door and then run into it. They all, in some way, move back in order to gain momentum. Without momentum, the jumper won't jump, the arrow won't shoot, and the castle doors won't open. And what is true in the physical realm, and this is so often the case, you have to realize this, what's true in the physical realm is also true in the spiritual realm. If you're going to have breakthroughs in the physical realm, you need physical momentum. Amen? You with me? And if you are going to have breakthroughs, and hear this, please. If you're going to have breakthroughs in the spiritual realm, you need spiritual momentum. Say, I need spiritual momentum. But how do you translate a physical law into the spiritual realm? In order to build physical momentum, you need continuous, consistent motion. If the angry mob stops on the way to the castle door, then starts up again, they lose their momentum and the door won't open. In the same way, and hear this, please. In the same way, if you're not consistent in your walk with God, if you waver back and forth, if you stop and start and stop and start again, if you have no continuous motion, you'll lose what? Your spiritual momentum. And you'll never accomplish what you were called to do or see the blessings and breakthroughs you were meant to see? How many of you would like to see the breakthroughs that you were meant to see? How many of you could name something right now that you need a breakthrough? I mean, I don't care. You need a breakthrough in a relationship. You need a breakthrough in your finances. You just need a breakthrough. You just can't go on the way things are going. You ever felt that way? Well, I know I have, and I think it's important that we understand that we have to keep our momentum going in order to do that. And that's the only way we're going to see it. So make it your aim now to become consistent. All right? Make it your aim to be continuous and unwavering in your walk, in your righteousness, in your purity, in your prayers, in your worship, in your joy, in your love, and in your holiness. Wow. I'm going to read that again, okay? So make it your aim now to become consistent, continuous, unwavering in your walk, in your righteousness, in your purity, in your prayers, in your worship, in your joy, in your love, and in your holiness. This will give you spiritual momentum. Then go with that momentum and increase it. Allow it to bring you to a higher ground, and the doors will open, the walls will come down, and you will live the life of victory, power, and breakthrough you were always called to live. You know, sometimes I hear people talk about victory. And I shouldn't admit this probably, but sometimes, you know, you get kind of tired of hearing how people are going through victory when you're not going through victory. Amen? You're not experiencing that. That's not happening in you. And you have to wonder why. You think you're doing everything right. You think you're just doing everything right, but you have to look at some things. And I think that you have to look at these things anyway in your life all the time. You know, as a people, we ebb and flow, right? We either do good, we flow, or we don't do so good. We ebb, okay? How many of you are in an ebb time right now? It's not fun to be in an ebb time, but it happens, okay? But what we have to look at, are we being consistent? Are we being continuous? Is there any momentum in our life? Or have we just slowed down and aren't moving forward? And what is so funny is it's never quite that obvious. It's never like your momentum is like this and then it's like this. It's more like this, okay? It's more like your momentum is like this and then, you know, slowly you're not as continuous. You're not as consistent. You're not as holy. Come on, people. How many here this morning and you're like, could you say this? There has been times in my life where I have felt quite holy. And there has been times in my life where I haven't been very holy. All right. And that's true. And we wonder why we don't experience the blessings of God, the things that God has said that he will give us. People talk about the promises of God, but man, you just aren't getting those things. Come on. You believe them? You believe them. You read them. You know that what the Bible says is true. But you can't figure out why it doesn't happen in your life. You've got to kind of take an inventory and find out if you used to go this fast in the Lord and now you don't have any momentum. You know what the really good thing about momentum is? Is when you do have a bad day every once in a while, that momentum carries you through. Amen? It carries you through. But the bad part about momentum, when it has gassed out, when it's slowed down, when it doesn't seem to be there anymore, it doesn't get you through. And you can't get to where you know you should be. Are you with me? Yes. And that's probably only because we haven't really truly grasped the grace and forgiveness of God. We for some reason think that we have to be good for, you know, this long before he can start blessing us. That isn't the case. Are you with me? But we've slowed down. We don't read as much. We don't pray as much. We don't witness as much. We don't try to keep our conversation as pure as we did before. We don't do those things. And And what happens is those are all things that keep your momentum going, but you don't do those things anymore, and all of a sudden it just slows you down. It'd be great if it just stopped you, because you would notice a stop. You would see it. It'd be so obvious. But it's not like that. The devil's not like that. Piece by piece, by little step, he will do whatever he can do to get you to slow down. He doesn't care if you stop right away, because he knows if he can get you to slow down for many days in a row, he knows you're going to stop. Oh, I wouldn't stop. He knows you're going to stop. But if we can keep our momentum going, okay, because it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. If we can keep that spirit alive in us, although the spirit is always alive in us, if we can keep our recognition of the spirit being within us alive enough, are you with me? If we can keep that going, it'll keep us moving. Are you with me today? I mean, I don't know about you, but I, you know, I can name times in my life when I have been spiritual. And I, you know, I can name times in my life when I've been fleshly. Yeah? Yep. Yeah, probably too often. But I just want you to hear this morning, you know, what is being said in this book, and what I believe the Spirit of the Lord has laid upon my heart, is we do these things. You know, and it isn't just reading, it isn't just praying, it isn't just worshiping, it's walking out your faith in every way, it's talking purely, it's giving a witness. And that's one thing, one of the biggest things that we seem to leave out and we so purposely don't do. But we leave these things out, and all of these things are so important, because why? Because they keep our momentum moving. And there's too many times in this world that we live in that things can come to stop our momentum. But you know what? Like I said, momentum will carry you through when nothing else will. Amen? You're reading, you're praying, you're worshiping, you're acting right, you're talking right. Are you with me? Listen. I like all the things that he says in here. Make your aim to become consistent. Consistent with what? Consistent in reading, praying, worshiping, in treating others the way you should. You know, consistent in knowing and realizing that you don't have to worry about taking care of yourself. God will take care of you. Amen. Consistent in your faith. Continuous. Not just doing it on Sunday. Not just having a great day on Sunday, because the spiritual things are right at the forefront. But having that same type of day continuously on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And unwavering in your walk. What would be unwavering in your walk? It would be, well, let me just say, you know, for a guy in a shop, okay? You know, unwavering in your walk. Today you won't listen to that dirty joke, but tomorrow you will. That's being wavering in your walk. Make a decision who you are and stick with it. Amen? Make your decision based on this word. Amen? Amen? Amen. It isn't always easy. God never said it was going to be easy. In fact, it's downright difficult sometimes to do the godly things that he wants us to do. It's so much easier just to let our flesh be on top of everything and rule everything. And boy, everybody likes us better when that happens. But they don't like you so well, it seems, when you say, hey, you want to come to church with me? Hey, what do you do with Jesus? Hey, no, I don't drink. Went to the races last night, carried in a bottle of, what was it? Orange? Yeah, whatever. It didn't have any sugar in it, which is very important. Because things happen to me when I get too much sugar in me. The guy said, I said, can I bring this in? He goes, sure, as long as there's an alcohol in it. And it was like, so I thought, well, there's an opportunity, you know. So I said, well, I haven't drank in over 40 years. And he kind of went, he didn't want to hear it. But it's being unwavering. You know, do you feel as though you take every opportunity you could to share Jesus? Or do you just get through the day? and then say something like, well, there wasn't any opportunities today. Now, I do agree. You need to witness to the people that the Spirit is leading you to witness to, because then the ground has already been tilled up, right? Then they're already ready. But, you know, I'd rather make a lot of mistakes, are you with me, than not do it at all. Anyway, be consistent, be continuous, be unwavering, okay? In your purity, in your prayers, in your worship, in your joy. In your joy? How can you be unwavering in your joy? I mean, people make you mad. I never get mad on my own. It's always someone else's fault, you know? Some guy told me one time, you know, Wes, nobody can make you mad. That's a decision that you make. And man, that made me mad. <You know? laughs> But it's true, okay? It's true. In your love. I think probably one of the biggest places that we don't love is our loved ones. Are you with me? We don't show that love to our loved ones. I mean, they should know we love them, right? We said it before. It hasn't changed, so it's the same, right? I treated Serena nice when we were dating. Why do I have to do it now? Well, come on. It's so much easier to show love to a person that you don't really know so much about than to show love to a person that you really do love. Are you with me? And it's wrong. But what this book, and I'm not going to say that it's the word, but it does, the principle is in the word. You know, are you going to be consistent in your love? Or are you going to let what happened during the day change that? Are you going to be consistent? And in your holiness? Because these things, joy, love, righteousness, purity, prayers, you know, worship, they will give you spiritual momentum. And I don't know about you. I have enough bad days, okay, that Monday, every week, I think about what I said Sunday. And the day doesn't go so well. So why would that be? Okay, I'll just go off this a little bit, okay? I have gone off my notes today, okay? So now I have to wrestle with the devil saying, what did you do? You know, that visitor today, he's never coming back. I don't know what that was. You think that was a sermon? You think that touched anybody? Well, that happens. So what am I going to do? Am I going to let that bad day, those things that happened that day, and I don't know what it would be for you, but are you going to let that, your circumstances, ruin your love you show to other people? Hopefully not. Maybe I'm the only one, and that's okay, because that's okay. But I just want you to realize that the reason why I preach the Word of God, prayer, and prayer right now is a big thing, because we need to pray for our state and for our nation. We are getting ourselves, did you hear me? We are getting ourselves in trouble. Well, I'm not doing anything to promote that agenda. Well, are you praying against that agenda? Hello. We need to be a people that keep our momentum going. We need to be consistent in our prayer life, consistent in our love towards others, consistent in being joyous. People don't like to see somebody that's up and down and up and down and up and down. Where's your witness? It's not there. It's not in being greatly, wonderfully joyful one day. Boy, look at Wes today. And then the next day, hey, don't talk to me. You laugh. Yeah. Listen. Are you with me? You might not be having a bad day right here, but you want to keep the momentum going so that if you have a bad day to here, you can get through it. right? You have to realize and understand also, momentum isn't captured by the enemy all at once. He takes it piece by piece by piece by piece. Or maybe you give it up piece by piece by piece. Either way, it doesn't happen right away all at once. It happens very deceptively. Say momentum. Everybody say momentum. Say, I want momentum.
I need momentum.
So I'm going to have momentum. Okay, you're going to be consistent. You're going to be constant. You're going to be pushing. You're going to be making sure that the things that you can do, while you can do them, you're going to do them so that when you can't do them, it's okay. Because you're going to get through them. Again, we ebb, we flow. There isn't a person in this room, I don't care how long you've been a Christian, if there hasn't been, but I'm sure there has been, a day will come when you don't feel like praying, you don't feel like reading, you know, you don't feel like doing the things that you know that you should do. You just don't feel like it. Am I the only one? Okay. Well, when you don't feel like it, you got to have something pushing you from the back to get you through that so that a little farther on, you will do it. Does that make sense to you this morning? Amen. 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 I hope it does. I hope it does. Because that's all I have for you. Now, I just want you to think a minute about what you could do to keep your momentum going. You know, is there something in your life that's stopping you, that holds you back? You just get so far, and you can't get any farther. You know, I can't know what that is for you. It doesn't matter if I know what that is for you. What's important is that you know what that is for you. And try this week. And pray that the Lord, maybe your momentum gets stopped because you use the excuse, I just don't have time. Pray that the Lord gives you time this week. Amen? Maybe your momentum gets stopped because you don't like to read. Pray that you would like to read. Okay? Whatever it is for you, just do that. I read that this week. It's kind of neat. There's one for every day of the year. And I read that this week. And I should have known, I guess, the Lord was going to have me preach on it. But I was just cut to the quick, you know. Because we use so many excuses. We come up with so many excuses. Pray this week that you wouldn't come up with any more excuses. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, help us to take this word and help us to be people of momentum, people that do it today so that we can get through tomorrow, whatever that might bring. Help us to be that consistent, continuous, unwavering, always growing, never static, but always moving Christian. Help us to be growing in you every day. And God, as you open your word, I pray that you would open your word, God, to people this week. I pray that they would, each one will be able to say, when did that get in there? I've read that a bunch of times. When did that get in there? Open your word to them, Lord. And explain your word to them. Teach us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Teach us, God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Oh no. And everybody said,
amen.
Why don't you stand with me, please, and we'll close.